We'd like to say we enjoyed that at the song service this morning. We appreciate the privilege and the opportunity to be here and be back in the house of God one more time. It's just good to be here. So you pray for us. As we've heard this morning that we're here to help. And we are, but I need your help. No doubt about it. I appreciate the goodness of the Lord, and I appreciate Him watching over us, caring for us. You'll find out real quick that I am what I am. I ain't got a whole lot that I can do or say. I feel like we've about said and done all we can do. Just to be honest with you, but we're here. I'm thankful to be here. And I hope you are. I really do. I hope you are. Hope you come to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. We're in a different time. I'm going to rearrange just a little bit. That's all right, y'all. We're glad to be here. Appreciate what we've heard, that their heart's been made to feel already in the service. Don't know what we'll do today. I've got just a thought, seems like. Got a little scripture we're going to read you. I could tell you a lot of things, but they may come later. About all I can say, I'm glad to be here. So you trust and pray. Pray for us. We thoroughly need it this morning. If you want to read with us, we're going to read some out of the book of Acts, the 4th chapter. The book of Acts, the 4th chapter. There's just a lot of thoughts going through my heart and my mind today. I don't know all together. You'll never know Mountain View. As Mountain View will never know what they've meant to us down through the years. And I can't come this way, just to be honest with you, and not think about all those that's passed on, gone. We fell in love with them first time we was here, and it's never changed. Just to be honest with you, it's never changed. Not that I believe it's been about 15 years since I've been here as pastor. And that's a little bit, but then I was here in the 80s and a lot of you wasn't around, period. needless to say, I don't run around like I used to. Don't do a lot of things that I used to do, but I hope and pray that you'll find that it's the same word when we was here the first time as it hadn't changed. It hadn't changed. A lot of things have changed. This year, it's been for everybody, we know. Everybody's, I guess, got their thoughts about 2020 and what it is and maybe the way, the outlook of things. But all I can tell you this morning from a preacher's standpoint is that God's still the same. He said He'd be the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, that doesn't mean that you're not going to go through some things, through some rough times. And it really doesn't mean that you're not going to get sick. There's or get some other something. There's people that die all the time with something. With something. Something will take you out of here. Don't know what it might be, but something will. One of these days. The only thing we can do is just be prepared. Be prepared. And we appreciate you this morning. I do need your prayers. I really do. Fourth chapter of the book of Acts, starting with the first verse. I'm going to read just a few verses. And as they spake unto the people, the priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in hold until the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. And it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes and Ananias the high priest and Caiaphas and John and Alexander and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power or by what name have you done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading about 12 verses out of the fourth chapter of the book of Acts. And you know and realize, if you've read any in the Bible, that these things was done after the day of Pentecost, and that these men was preaching, that of Peter and John, and those was preaching in the name of Christ, and they of the world didn't understand who it was and by what power or by what name that they were going by or had this authority. So I ask that you'd pray for us for just a minute, that we'd be able to get ourselves out of the way. And they went on and they began to speak. And it said, Peter, being full of the Holy Ghost or filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel. He said, If this day we be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. Now, I want to talk just a little bit, God being our helper. And he went on down to say, and they said that there's none other name under heaven given among men except by the name of Jesus Christ that You can be saved. Now, the Bible teaches us this, and we've heard this probably preached all our life. And, brethren, I'm going to be honest with you this morning that there is no other name. And, my friend, there is none other, and that's what I'd like to preach on. And, my friend, the Lord help us. They sung a song a while ago, my friend, about that of Jesus. My friend, and about if you didn't have him, my friend, you were not gonna make it. My friend, these people round about today that believe they can make it some other way. My friend, they think that they don't have to come. My friend, by the name of Jesus. My friend, they think that there's other things. My friend, they've read through things. They've read other things. Brother, think but one Holy Ghost. My friend, and there's not but one Spirit. My friend, that'll save you. My friend, from a dying hell. No, sir. None other. My friend, there's not another organization. My friend, no, there's none. My friend, people say today, I've got my trust, and I've got my belief in this. My friend, and you better believe they do. My friend, but anything outside of Christ, my friend, is null and void. Brother, that it'll send you to the hell. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. My friend, you say, preacher, we don't go for that hard preaching. My friend, brethren, you go back. Brethren, I wonder this morning if you could pull some of your forefathers, my friend, out of the grave, my friend, and ask them what they believed. My friend, brethren, would it be what you believe? My friend, how close would it be? My friend, how would it be, my friend, that we've come up with another way? My friend, there's not another way. My friend, there's none other under heaven whereby we must be saved except by the name of Jesus. My friend, brethren, that ought to do something for you. My friend, it surely ought to. My friend, we think, brethren, that a lot of people today don't know what they're doing. My friend, they don't know which way they're going. And the truth of it is they don't. My friend, they really don't. My friend, I thought I was living till I got saved. My friend, when I got saved, I found out what living was. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Glory. Hallelujah. My friend, I want you to realize today, my friend, brother, you'll find nothing, nothing in this world that'll take the place, brother, of the church. My friend, no, sir. No, sir. My friend, it's been a little difficult this year. My friend, brother, we sit at home. I've listened to more preaching than I have in years. My friend, good preaching. My friend, but brother, there ain't nothing like going to meeting. My friend, no, sir. No, sir. I got happy to earn my living room, but brother, sometimes I like to know there's somebody happy with me. Don't you? My friend, don't you? Glory, hallelujah. My friend, that I ain't the only one feeling this way. Yes. Yes, thank God. My friend, we need each other. Yes, we do. My friend, old Peter and John was put on the block. My friend, yes, sir, they both died. My friend, I think the history has it that they crucified Peter upside down. My friend, but listen to me.
Hey, my friend, it did not stop the gospel. Hey, my friend, he had something to tell. Hey, my friend, yes, sir, so did John. Hey, my friend, he had something that needed to be said. Hey, oh, yeah. Hey, oh, yeah. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. Hey, my friend, can I say something? Hey, my friend, some scripture that I didn't think I'd ever have my friend say or it ever apply to me. My friend, but rather than the 13th chapter of 2 Corinthians, my friend, brother Paul said, my friend, now this is the third time that I am come unto you. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, y'all might, some of y'all might not realize that. My friend, but brethren, it's a great blessing. My friend, it most certainly is. Now, don't get mad. My friend, if things don't go like you think they ought to. Yes, sir. My friend, I'm just going to be plain with you. My friend, brethren, when it comes to preaching, I can't preach but one way. My friend, that's whatever the Lord give me. My friend, I ain't going to try to fix something up. My friend, no, sir. I had never done that but one time. My friend, yes, sir, and I didn't like the outcome of it. My friend, no, sir. No, sir. My friend, can I tell you something? My friend, keep your eyes on the Lord. My friend, yes, sir, keep your eyes on the Lord. My friend, brother, they ain't nobody in this world help you. My friend, like the Lord will. My friend, and like he can. My friend, thank God they sang a song. I said, he is who he says he is. And he'll do what he says he'll do. My friend, he most certainly will. My friend, can I tell you something? There's none other. My friend, than Jesus. There's none other. My friend, I don't care what name you put out there. My friend, they ain't none of me I've been able to stand. Brethren, with Jesus. My friend, he is. We sang an old song, says he is. My all in all. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I know what it is. Yes, I do. You do too. My friend, brethren, if there's anything to you, my friend, brethren, you know that he's your all. Yes, sir. You know. Without a doubt, he'll not let you down. Now you say, preacher, he don't do the things I asked him. My friend, how you asked him? My friend, the Bible says, ask in faith. My friend, nothing wavering. My friend, yes, sir, nothing wavering. My glory, hallelujah. My friend, I don't, listen, there's none other. My friend, there's no other institution. My friend, there's no other way. My friend, except by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, you say, preacher, a lot of them thinks. My friend, that they've got it made. My friend, they ain't but one way you'll make it from earth to glory. My friend, that has to be born again. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, how does that work? My friend, you go to the third chapter of John. My friend, you read about Nicodemus. My friend, you'll find out how it works. Hunt my friend, yes sir. Yes sir. Hunt my friend, you might not see no great big old ball of fire. Hunt my friend, you might not have a great testimony and you get up. Hunt my friend, but I'll tell you one thing. Hunt my friend, if you find you an altar, hunt my friend, you go down dead, you'll find out you'll come up alive. Hunt my friend, and there'll be a change. Yes, they will. They will be a change. My friend, there's none other way. My friend, preacher, I thought you had to see something. My friend, if you don't see your lost condition, my friend, you'll never make it. My friend, no, sir. No, sir. My friend, I would to God this morning. My friend, that people would open their eyes. My friend, yes, sir, we're living in a day. My friend, and a time. Brethren, whether it's very, my friend, it's very shaky. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. My friend, I think we're finding out. My friend, who's real and who's not. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My glory, hallelujah. My friend, can I tell you something? My friend, I've learned one thing. My friend, I get something out at the house of God that I don't get nowhere else. Nowhere else. My friend, this building, is set aside, my friend, for that of worship. My friend, and that of the Lord. But listen to me. My friend, it ain't that the Holy Spirit's in this building. My friend, it don't dwell in these walls. My friend, it's not contained in this empty space. My friend, that Holy Spirit's in the heart. My friend, that's where his tabernacle is. That's where his house is. And brethren, happy in his house. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, sir. My friend, I wonder this morning. My friend, have you found you another one? My friend, have you found another way? My friend, have you? Brethren, one that'll satisfy your soul. My friend, I wonder sometimes. My friend, brethren, about people. My friend, and why they do certain things. Don't you? My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, we wonder about them things. My friend, brethren, we find ourselves, brethren, in turmoil. We find ourselves warring, my friend, against each other. My friend, yes, we do. My friend, we find out that the warfare, my friend, ain't with our brother or our sister. My friend, our warfare is with ourselves. Yes, sir. My greatest enemy. He lives with me. Did you know that? Yes, he does. My friend, I get rid of him every now and again. But he keeps showing up. Yes, he does. My friend, you know what I have to do? I'll have to fight him one more time. Yes, sir. I'm glad God gives us the grace. My friend, ain't you? I'm glad God gives us the grace to overcome. I don't know what you're looking for. My friend, I don't know what you've been told. But I'm going to tell you one thing. My friend, brother, you'll never find life outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, I'm talking about life worth living. My friend, isn't it a blessing? Isn't it a blessing? My friend, we've had people down through the years, my friend, that was into drinking, into drugs, and into all kinds of things. Help my friend, but God saved them. Help my friend and brethren, how much of a change it made. Help my friend, I can remember somebody testifying here. Help my friend one night in revival. And I never will forget it. Help my friend, they'd been in a rough way. Help my friend, I don't know who it was. Help my friend, well, there's a visitor probably. Help my friend, but nonetheless, they was talking about how, help my friend, they was blessed. Help my friend, and how much they loved the fact that God saved them. Help my friend, and took all that away. Help my friend, Linda Lunsford sat right over there. Help my friend, she got up at night, and she said, I don't know what it is to be in drugs. Help my friend, I don't know what it is to do this and that. I would say, the Lord saved me, and I was 5 years old. I thank God and I'm still saved. Yeah. Glory. Hallelujah. Help my friend. Ain't that wonderful? Help my friend. Ain't it wonderful? Help my friend. Yeah. Oh, there's none other. None other name under heaven given among men. Help my friend, brother, and you can go and you can talk to some very educated people. Help my friend and brethren, the real truth of it is, help my friend, brethren, education, there's nothing wrong with it. Help my friend, but brethren, don't forget your God. Help my friend, don't forget who you are. Help my friend, and don't forget that you cannot save yourself. Help my friend, it takes him. Yes, sir. It takes what he done on the cross of Calvary. Help my friend, we was all righteous in our own eyes. Help my friend, but our righteousness is as filthy rags in the sight of God. Help my friend, but did you know when God saved you that he put a robe of righteousness on you? Help my, yes sir. Help my friend, now that righteousness we follow after now, it's not ours. It's his. I thank God he just give it to us. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, the law, the righteousness of the law. Danny read it this morning. My friend, the law was righteous. One writer said, and the law was holy. My friend, but it could not save you. My friend, it could not redeem you. You won't know why it was righteous and why it was holy. My friend, because of the one that give it. My friend, he was righteous and holy. Yes, sir. My friend, but when he come, my friend, he come to fulfill it. My friend, and fulfill it he did to a jot and a tittle. My friend, therefore the law was of none effect. My friend, yes, sir, when it comes to salvation, my friend, the law hath no power in it to save you. It's weak, my friend, in that it cannot redeem you. My friend, it took Jesus. My friend, you say, preacher, that's an old message. My friend, well, my friend, what do you expect? My friend, what do you think that book's about? Yes, sir. My friend, what do you think it's about? My friend, you say, well, preacher, it's got a lot of future in it. Show it to me. My friend, well, it's got a lot of prophecies in it. Show it to me. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, brethren, that word of God is alive. It's quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing and dividing asunder. My friend, even that of the joint and the marrow. And is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. My friend, that's what the word will do for you. My friend, you know why folks don't want to know much about that? Because it makes them look at themselves. My friend, it won't let you look at your neighbor. No, sir. No, sir. No. You say, preacher, it tells us we got to help our neighbor. My friend, I'm going to tell you something else he'll tell you. He'll tell you to pray for one another. Yes, sir. My friend, brethren, we get on fire for God. My friend, get down to praying. You know what we'll quit doing? We'll quit praying for ourselves. My friend, start praying for others. Yes, we will. Yes, we will. Lord, I'm in this situation. I need out of it. My friend, brother, you really get down to pray, you'll forget about your situation. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, somebody else will come to you. Oh, glory, hallelujah. My friend, I would to God you could feel half what I'm feeling. My friend, I can't hold out like I used to. My friend, brother, I can't carry on like I used to. My friend, my mouth stays so dry. My friend, I can't preach like I used to. My friend, but thank God I'm going to do all I can. Yes, sir. My friend, while I can. Yes, sir. Yes, glory, hallelujah. My friend, I'll try to keep my distance. My friend, y'all just help me. My friend, if y'all think I'm getting too close to you, just back me off. I'll understand. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, I can't. My friend, I can't help it this morning. My friend, brethren, there's none other name given among men. None other. My friend, you'll never get saved in Buddha. My friend, no sir. Muhammad. My friend, go back there. You're just as well off. My friend, go back there and dig up Dagon. Find out where he got off to. My friend, I'm sure they build him another one. Don't you? My friend, think about it. My friend, you say, preacher, them people believed in that. They sure did. My friend, you go over there in the book of Kings, I believe it is. My friend, over there when Elijah brought all the people together. My friend, they had Baal and they had God. My friend, he said, we going to find out who God is. Which one's real? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, there ain't a one of you here that can't say. My friend, that brethren, all them prophets, my friend, and all them that followed them, they believed in Baal. My friend, yes, they did. They believed in him. My friend, what makes you think they did, preacher? My friend, brethren, you read it and you'll find out. The Bible said when he didn't answer them, they began to cut themselves. My friend, they done all sorts of things. There's people doing all kinds of things today. My friend, because they believe there's another name. My friend, yes, sir, they believe there's another way. Yes, they do. Bruce, we talk to them all the time. My friend, and folks, we're supposed to be in the Bible Belt. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, I can't help it. My friend, there's none other than Jesus Christ. Brethren, you'll believe in him crucified, a resurrected Savior. My friend, and you'll lay your sins on him. My friend, or else you'll carry them, my friend, for the rest of your life. My friend, there is a choice. They most certainly are. You say, preacher, you don't think he can save people on the deathbed? My brethren, I know he can. My friend, but who's to say you're going to have a lengthy deathbed? My friend, who's to say you're not going to die in a moment? My friend, in a twinkling. Yes, sir, they've been many of them. They most certainly have. My friend, brother, you better get ready to live. My friend, I ain't talking about live over yonder. You need to get ready to live now. My thank God over yonder just gonna be a bonus. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. How many of you like a bonus? Yes, sir. My friend, yeah. Yeah. The old man owner of the building. Plant just come around and say, I'm gonna give you a bonus. You know what a bonus is. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've heard down through the years people cry about bonuses. My friend, yeah. And I told them, they'd get in my office and they'd want to say this and that. And I said, look, my friend, it's according to your seniority. My friend, what you got? My friend, and if you don't want yours, give it to me. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, a bonus is a bonus. It don't matter. My friend, brother, I'll tell you, I'm gonna make it to heaven. You know why I can say that? Brother, he promised me. Thank God, eternal life. My friend, life eternal. My friend, we'll never die. We just gonna be promoted. How'd you know that? I'm going home one of these days. Yes, sir, and it ain't going to be down there in Dyersville, Georgia. No, sir. No, sir. Now, hear me. I thank God. I thank God there's not another. There's none other name given among men whereby we must be saved. My friend, there was a time that the Sanhedrin court, and brethren, they wanted to do away with these disciples because they was following Jesus Christ. Yes, sir, and I believe as old Gamaliel stood up and told them, said, oh, so-and-so come through. My friend said his way vanished. And such-and-such come, and their way parted. My friend said, brethren, men, and brethren, he said, if this thing be of God, said, you can't overthrow it. I said, if it be of man, said, it'll come to naught. My friend, I'm going to agree with him. Ain't you? My friend, I saw a lot of things come to naught. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've heard a lot of predictions in my life. Yes, I have. My friend, yeah. My friend, some of you just heard about Jim Jones. My friend, brother, and there's what, 700 or 900? My friend, 900, I believe it was. My friend, he had 900 followed him. Yes, sir, 900. My friend, you might not think that's much. My friend, this building won't hold them. My friend, you hear me. You hear me. They thought he had it. Yes, sir, they believed that man. And they followed him. Do you know there's something different about me? My friend, and all these other things that's going on today. My friend, I believe mine by faith. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, I don't do much in pictures. My friend, I don't think you get what you do. My friend, a lot of folks, my friend, they put the picture, and that's about, I guess that's about like him. He favors him anyway, don't he? Now, how in the world do you know? My friend, what he looked like. My friend, there was times that he went out through the crowd and they couldn't lay hands on him because they couldn't tell who he was. He looked just like the rest of them. My friend, hear me. Hear me. I've not saw that man. My friend, no, I ain't, but I'm going to tell you something. I've saw Jesus. Jesus. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Friend, preacher, what did he look like? Can I give you a description now of the Bible? Friend, the Bible said, John said, there's a voice behind him that cried out to him. And he said, the voice was as the voice of many waters. My friend said, when he turned and looked, my friend, he saw a man. My friend had hair white as snow. My friend, brethren, and had eyes like fire. And had feet like brass. My friend, and had a robe. Thank God all the way down to the path. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, I'll wear a white robe. My friend, I'll wear a white robe. People said, well, preacher, that's after a while. What do you think righteousness is? Yes, sir. What do you think? My friend, righteousness is. You get over there and, in the book of Ephesians, he'll tell you about the whole armor of God. My friend, I'm going to preach you, my friend, the same Jesus. My friend, that Paul preached. My friend, that Peter preached. My friend, that Peter stood this day in the fourth chapter of the book of Acts, filled with the Holy Ghost. My friend, he said, I'm going to tell you how this man was healed. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, you know what Peter and John said? They said, look on us. He was waiting for alms. Was he not? Somebody carried him there, Bruce. My friend, they carried him there because he wasn't able to get there on his own. My friend, but brethren, they looked upon Peter and John, it being the hour of prayer. Yes, sir. My friend, and he asked an alms, and Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give I thee. My friend, he gave him a better gift than he'd ever got. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He said, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Thank God. He just didn't walk, Danny. He leaped. He leaped down through the synagogue. Yes, sir. Not because of Peter and John, but because of Jesus. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, glory. Glory. Can you imagine how that man felt? My friend, can I ask you a question? My friend, how do you think the man felt? My friend that was blind from his birth. Yes, sir. My friend, they got over questioning him. My friend, then they went to his mother and father and said, how in the world is it that he's come seeing? They said, he's of age. Ask him. Yes, sir, he ought to know, thank God. I think a lot of times about some people's testimony. My friend, they sang that old song. I know that it happened because I was there. Thank God. If you've been born again, thank God you ought to know it. Yes, sir, you ought not think about it. You ought not doubt it. My friend, you ought to know it happened. Yes, sir. None other name. None other name given among men. Whereby we must be saved. My friend, except that's the name of Jesus. Brethren, you'll find none other. None other. It does. I don't care today, and I'm honest, just as honest as I can be. My friend, brethren, there's a lot of people, brethren, that I don't know what they've got. My friend, but can I tell you, they ain't got what I got. That's about all I can tell you. My friend, about them, I don't know what they got. Ain't got what I got. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Help my friend. I'll tell you, the tongue is an unruly evil. The Bible says it's full of poison. It cannot be tamed. Help my friend by any man. Help my friend, the brethren, it can be brought under subjection.
Yes, it can. Yes, it can. I've said this for years and I'll say it again. My friend, brother, I've had people tell me many a time, preacher, if you thought it, you might as well go ahead and say it. Not so. Not so. My friend, if I thought it, my friend, I can deal with it. My friend, as a thought. If I tell you about it, my friend, it becomes a thought no longer. My friend, now I've got to deal with it between me and you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Why, preacher, don't you believe telling people like it is? I sure do. My friend, but thank God, there's some things, my friend, that you're just keep to yourself. My friend, ain't worth telling. Yes, sir. I might have told y'all. My friend, I'm sure I did. My friend, brother, and I pastored down there at Mount Pisgah. Help my friend, brother Merle. My Merle Silvers. Help my friend, him and his wife. His wife come to Mount Pisgah. Merle wasn't talking about all their children with the Mount Pisgah. Help my friend, but Merle was a different animal. Here's a different story. He's a rough character. My friend, in his heart, he probably did anything in this world for you. My friend, but he had a bad side to it. My friend, he had a side, my friend, wouldn't do a lot of other things. Yes, sir, really. I'll tell you, God got a hold of that man. He got a hold of it. My friend, yes, he did. And Merle got saved. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, and old Merle. I don't know how we got hooked up. Well, I do too. My friend, but thank God he just loved me. For some reason. My friend, he did. I don't know why. My friend, all together. My friend, but they had a death in their family. My friend, now I know nothing about Merle and his family. My friend, but his wife, people, they had a death. My friend, and they had them down at Owen's funeral home in Cartersville. My friend, I feel like telling you, don't know why, but I just feel like telling you, everything you see ain't real sometimes. Yes, sir, ain't what you think it is. Let me put it that way. My friend, I got pulled up down there at Owens. Of course, the parking lot pretty well full, and I pulled around all the way around back. And I went down this road, and I looked out there, and there was Merle. My friend, I couldn't believe my eyes. My friend Merle's in the trunk of his car, I thought. My friend, yes, sir, and he was... he was doing something he wasn't supposed to be doing. My friend, and I thought, my start, I wouldn't have thought that for nothing in this world. My friend, I wouldn't have thought that. Now I tell you, it just burst my bubble. My friend, yes, sir, I wasn't feeling real good about going in there. My friend, I was going to have to talk to that young man. Yes, sir. My friend, I didn't know what I was going to do, just to be honest with you. It just sort of floored me. My friend, lo and behold, I went in the funeral home down there. My friend, I rounded the corner and there stood Merle. My friend, and he had different clothes on. My friend, I thought to myself, my stars, what am I seeing here? My friend, before I got up there too, Merle, here comes his twin brother. He looked just like him. My friend, if he had the right kind of clothes on. And I saw my friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. If I just went and blurted that out, hadn't went in there and done nothing, and told everybody what I saw, you better believe it. I believe I saw it. Yes, sir. I could have heard that man. Did you know that? My friend, yes, sir. So don't take everything you see. My friend, until you know for a fact.
My friend, it's what you saw. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I don't know. My friend, there's none other name. None other name under heaven whereby we must be saved. My friend, I'm just glad to tell you. Happy to tell you this morning. My friend, I don't care what this world comes to. I don't care what they do. It's amazing to me how people do some of the things they do. They'll wipe their mouth and say they've done no wrong when the scripture itself tells you they're wrong. My friend, yes sir, the scripture itself. You say, preacher, they've read through that. They've done read all around that. My friend, I'll tell you, they've overlooked some of it. My friend, they've overlooked some of it to the point, thank God, they got the wrong meaning. Yes sir. Yes sir, you say, preacher, have you ever thought you was wrong? My friend, well, no. My friend, but I'll tell you one thing, I've been showed I was wrong. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, it don't take the Lord but one time to show you. You know that? It really don't. It don't take him but one time. My friend, to show you that you're wrong. You know what you'll figure out? You'll figure out you're wrong. I thank God he's going to be right. Does not the scripture say, let God be the truth, and every man a liar? Yes, sir. It doesn't mean that all men are liars. But brethren, when it comes down to the truth, you better believe him. My friend, yes, sir, what he's told you. My friend, what you felt and know. Brethren, in your heart, I'm going to tell you something. Brethren, just as a little indicator, they can come and get a verse of a song. I'm about done. My friend, listen. Listen this morning. My friend, there's none other. There's none other facility. There's none other name given among men whereby we must be saved except at the name of Jesus. You'll never find one. You'll never find one. There's a lot of things that people says or tries to say that's in the Bible. They'll tell you a lot of things, and they say, well, it's in the Bible. And I normally tell them, bring it to me. Just show me. Let's see whether or not that it is. Not only that, I'm going to be as honest as I can be. The scripture says that Jesus, talking to his own disciples, he said, have I not chose you 12? He said, and one of you is a devil. What it says? Is a devil. Preacher, I wouldn't want to be that one. You know what they... It's amazing, but they asked each other, sitting at the table, and asked the Lord, who, is it I? Is it I? Is it I? I don't think this morning that you don't know who you are. I think you very well know who you are.
Bless you.
I think you very well know what you believe. And I'm fully persuaded, my friend, that you know where you stand between you and the Lord. And I'll promise you, if you're not saved this morning, they ain't but one way to get saved. Ain't but one way. One name under heaven. Ain't one. Why, preacher, I don't understand why in the world I have to come down to that altar. You don't. But I'm going to tell you one thing. If he's drawing you to this altar, you'll never find it anywhere else. I believe that. They say, well, have been saved out in the woods on the side of the road. At home. Yes, sir. In the bed. On the bed. Under the bed. And everything else. Yes, sir. But it takes the Lord dealing with you.
Amen.
It does. And I found out that if the Lord actually is drawing you, then brethren, you better go.
doesn't mean you'll make it. Brother Thurman used to talk about a man he'd ask me all the time when I was here. He says, that man got out of that hole down there, Stones are still down there. Thurman was running his Bible down there, and there was a man coming out of the altar, and he got right in the middle of the aisle and just fainted. He said all that he was praying, said, Lord, get me out of this hole. Lord, get me out of this hole, my man. Is there a hole? You get in bad enough shape, my friend, you'll cry out to God. You know that. Yes, sir. Well, preacher, I ain't in that bad shape. Truth of it is, real truth of it is, you're telling me that God ain't convicted to you. Or God ain't dealing with you. Truth of it is, you can't come to Him until He deals with you. Yes, sir. Well, preacher, I'll get down there and I think I can pray till I pray through. You may do it if you seek Him with your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. But if your all ain't in it, you'll never touch Him. You'll never touch Him. None other. None other. 2020 is just about over. Just about. We'll turn around a few clicks and it'll be over. We'll hit 2021. This world's headed for a downward slide. It is. Look around you. Look around you. Unstable. Unthankful. Unholy. Huh? On minds continually. On minds continually. Nothing but evil. Look at the world. Well, preacher, I'm not to look at the world. The truth of it is, there's no greater light than one that shines in darkness. If we're people of God, if we're true men and women of God, my friend, we ought to be shining as the bright noonday sun in this world. We should be. Why? Because there's none other name. There's none other way. There's none other institute. There's not anything. And they're not going to come up with it in 2021. No, sir. And the fact of it is, they will not be another way given. He's healed the way. Christ paid it all.
Amen.
Did He not? Thank God. Not only that, folks, I'm glad to be one of His. Ain't you? One of His. Thank God. A royal. Royal.
Hallelujah.
And a kingdom, thank God. Yes, sir. Glory, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Good.